Hi there, guys. Welcome back to Attack on Final Fantasy, the Final Fantasy podcast where I, Pete, try to complete every single Final Fantasy game using attack only. Today, I'm very excited because we're starting Final Fantasy IX at last. Woo! I'm starting this one before we even finish Final Fantasy XII because I know that there's going to be a bit where I have to grind my butt off. We might even get there this episode. We probably will. So I'm going to launch into the game and yeah, you can thank No Cat for this because they're playing it at the minute and it made me want to play it. So cool. Good stuff, No Cat. Also, if you want a deep dive into the story than I ever will do, just hop on over to there, listen to their podcast. It's brilliant. All right, cool. Well, I will tune back in a tickle. The game opens up to a beautiful pre-rendered cutscene of two people in a boat. And then it snaps to a girl in a tower and she pushes open windows. And it's this huge kingdom that is on top of this waterfall. It looks like there's cloud coverage above the water. We'll find out later. And then it flicks to this ship that's sailing through the cloud coverage on the water. If you've played 9, you know that that's not what's happening. And I am in charge of the main character, who is actually called Zidane, but I think I'll probably call him something else like Sex Pest. I've got to light a candle in the middle of the room and get a load of treasure here. I get some gill and a potion before going to the candle in the middle of the room, which I've got to light. I'm not going to do it just yet because I just want to explain something. On the menu in this one, in the config, I can have some boosters. I should probably set up my ATB to be active. Skip battle camera, yeah, let's do that. And can we put the field message up? Battle speed up. Your icon on, window normal, let's go classic because I prefer the blue, vibration on. Down the bottom here, I've got three boosters. I can master abilities, I can have max level and magic stone, and I can have max skill. I probably won't touch these, but if I do get stuck for gill at any point, I'm just going to flick that on, guys, because gill, whilst it's not hard to come across, if I'm in an area and I need a little bit more gill for some potions, then I'll just stick it on. Hopefully it won't happen, but I'll let you know if it does. So let's back out of that and yeah, go. Oh, have I got any abilities yet? I don't think I do. As I do, I've got protect girls, just slap that on. We might as well flee gill. I never flee, so I'll never lose any gill. Yeah, let's equip. Have I got anything to equip? Just dagger, leather hat. Nope. Okay. Cool. Also, the way the leveling up system works in this is you've got your normal EXP to the next level, but there is a percentage of what you're wearing that carries over onto a main stat. So if, I don't know, say I get I've got a leather shirt at the moment, but let's say I get a silk shirt and it puts my magic up by 1 point in my thingy, that will carry over, but only by like, it's somewhat ridiculous, like every 8 levels that I'm wearing that, I will get 1 magic point into that. There is a way to max your stats this way, but I'm not going to bother with that. I'm just going to play the game. I'm always going to have something equipped that'll put my strength and my speed and my attack up, maybe my defense as well, and if it happens, it's just going to be a natural process. I'm not going to seek this out, as it were. I've lit the candle. I've named Zidane Sex Pest, but I'm a little bit annoyed because it let me put a gap in between sex and pest on the name selection screen, but it's not come up on the actual thing. Someone's just knocked on the door and asked who it is. I've probably was Sex Pest. Now we're going to get into our boss fight. First battle of the game is a success. Sadly, I couldn't steal the Mage Masher from him, but it was Baku in disguise. Baku is the boss of this group that I'm with. Little bit of backstory in this group. They are a theatre group, but actually they're sort of thieves, basically. They go around pretending to be a theatre troupe and they steal things. And the story, in a minute, will lead me on to the next part. And basically, we're planning to kidnap the princess from Alexandra, who we saw at the beginning there. After Baku goes over plan, the scene switches to a little black mage. And he is a cutie. He looks like one of the original black mages in the Final Fantasy 1. The Final Fantasy 1. And he is stood in the main square of Alexandria, and he watches as the theatre ship passes over him. And now he's just tripped over and fallen on his face. So he dropped a ticket, this little girl's helped us up, and given his ticket back. This ticket is so he can go see the show. Bless him. But first, I'm going to explore the main square for cards and things. After getting all the cards in the main square and a couple of potions, I steal some gil off an old lady and get run into by this little rat kid who tells me to get out of the way and carries on running. Oh, another 33 gil. I love this game because one of the things it does is it tells you where the items are. It comes up with a little exclamation mark. So into the tavern I go because I know there's some gil in here as well. I was whinging about gil earlier when I so better get it all now. Oh, flank card, nice. Yeah, it's such a pretty game as well. So pretty. Alright, I feel that I've collected everything that I need to in the city square here. So I am going to continue by going through and into the ticket office to get my ticket checked. Peek into the booth. Turns out that our ticket is a fake. No, so we won't get to see the show. I've gone through a back alley and met the rat kid again, and he's asked me to help him out. So we are, well, actually he said, will you be my slave? And I was like, mate, if it's going to move the game forward a bit and get to the action, I'm sure, fine, whatever. So I was. So he's stolen a ladder, and the plan is to go onto the rooftops to watch the show from the rooftops. How very romantic. We head into a bell tower area. I find a couple more items and I get introduced to Moogles, which is how you save in this game. And there's also this thing called Mognet, which is basically you passing letters from Moogle to Moogle when you see them. And you get introduced to Stiltskin, who is a traveling Moogle, and every now and then you can buy stuff from him. And I think that if you buy all the items, you get something cool at the end. And the Rat Boy's just gone up this ladder with the other ladder and he's asking me to go up, so I'm gonna go up to the rooftops now. I get to name a little black mage dude, and his original name is Vivi, and he is a little cutie, but I'm just gonna call him Cutie Bum because he is a cutie bum. Now, do I spell it IE or EH to be extra cute? Now, let's go IE space B U M. Oh no. It won't let me do that. It doesn't have enough characters. I can't have space in there. I'm gonna have to do cutie bum. There we go. You are a cutie bum. You are a cutie bum. Kind of funny game. Fuck you. We find out the rat boy's name is Puck. And that was my first swear of this season. Nice. Then we switch over to the guys of the Tantalus doing their thing with the play. And now I'm in the audience fighting against Blank, who is a member of Tantalus. A very good member of Tantalus. He looks a bit like a ragdoll. He's got like patches sewn all over his skin. And now I've got to do a part of the game I don't really enjoy because it's hard. And I don't like things being too hard for myself. So this is where you've got to press like X, square, triangle, circle, up, down, left, right in order to pass this part. If you get 100 I'm explaining this so bad, but basically you've got to impress all the nobles in the audience. If you get 100 of them, you get a moonstone, which is really handy at this stage of the game. But otherwise, yeah, just got to get past it, but it takes forever. Now, I know I've just said that I hate this part, but I'm going to try again because I impressed 78 out of 100 nobles. I only messed up once, so I'm going to try again. I shouldn't try it again. I messed up so much. I've actually resorted just to keep pressing X until it's over now. So, yeah, sack this off. Okay, fine. I know I said I wasn't going to do it again, but I did it again, all right? I got 19 when I was just mashing X. Then I got 95. Now I've got 100 of nobles impressed. So let's see if Queen was impressed with that sweet, sweet moonstone. She was quite impressed. Do I want to perform it again? No. 10,000 gil? No moonstone, though. Never mind. Now, Sexpest, are beating up some guards for some costumes, so we go kidnap Princess. After heading the only way we can go, which is up some stairs, we run into Princess Garnet, who is trying to make her getaway in a classy little white mage's outfit. I'm going to throw in there because it's very cute as well. Now I'm being introduced to Zorn and Thorn. God, I hate these guys. Zorn and Thorn go tell the Queen that Princess Garnet is in danger. So Princess Garnet sends her most loyal knight, Steiner, who is another party member, but we're not going to call him Steiner because this guy is a nightmare. So we are going to call him Stain, because that is all he is, a stain. Cool. And there's also another knight here called Beatrix, who comes into the story a bit later on again. So, yeah, we've got to go find Garnet now. And this is actually where I get the moonstone. If I want it, I go back on myself and talk to the Queen again. Oh, and Stain's got to call the Knights of Pluto, who do not come. I told a little lie there. Two of them come. The ones that Sexpest and Blank beat up. We can go look for the other six and get ourselves an elixir at the end of it. Or we can just crack on with the game, which is what I'm going to do. Right, I go back to the Queen and I get myself the Moonstone. I thought that she had to be very impressed to get the Moonstone, but just quite impressed is enough, apparently. Now, this is a good time to explain how my abilities work. On items that you can equip, you get abilities built into them. Next to the abilities, there's a little bar. You get AP after battle, and this bar goes up. Once you've completed the bar, then you've learnt that ability for good and you can equip it in your ability select screen with these things called stones, magic stones. So I've got 17 so far on Stain, and basically what he's learning at the moment is he's got a broadsword with Beast Killer, which takes 55 AP to master, Bug Killer, which is 50 AP to master, that's on a bronze helm, Bronze Armour has Bird Killer, which is 25 AP to master, and I've got Beast Killer on the Moonstone that I just got, which is 55 AP. So, because I've got two Beast Killers equipped, that will double up. So that'll go up twice as fast now, when I start earning AP and stuff. For now, I am going to go to West Tower and carry on with the game and get out of this castle. After we get to the top of West Tower, we glance over and we see on the East Tower, Sexpest is chasing Princess Garnet around. After a short cutscene where they grab some flag ropes, what do you call those? Bunting? Bunting. They fly down onto the airship, the Prima Vista, the theatre ship, whatever you want to call it, and Steiner follows, and now we're all on board the theatre ship at last. Okay, after a few more cutscenes, we're in the engine room. We have learned that the princess actually wanted to be kidnapped, So we're going to do that. We are going to escape on the ship now. We got thrown into a boss battle with Stain and beat him up pretty easily. Now we're watching the play again. After some stuff happens with the play, Cutie Bum finds himself on stage as well, and some other stuff happens. And basically we have to fight Steiner again, and then we take off in the Prime Vista, but the Queen attacks it because she's like, oi, give me back Princess Garnet. She throws a big bomb thing at us, which goes into another boss battle, but we take Steiner down again because he's in that boss battle. And then the bomb explodes, destroying half the ship, so now we're sort of crash landing into a forest. After this happens, there's a little scene where the Queen calls Zornenthorn around to ask if the little experiment is ready, because she wants to go after Princess Garnet. Now I'm back in control as Zidane. Sexfest. At the crash site. Basically, I've got to go find Princess Garnet because she was thrown off the ship as it crash landed. There's these things in this game called ATEs, and they're active time events. And you press them and you see a little scene of what's going on elsewhere in the game. So I did my first one and I saw a little scene of Cutie Bum and Princess Garnet running away from something, and this thing manages to get Princess Garnet. So as Zidane, we are now off into the forest to see if we can find her. I realised I made a terrible mistake. I equipped Stain with the Moonstone. Shouldn't have done this. I should not have done this at all. So we came across our first boss and the first bloody roadblock of this run, the prison cage. Basically, it's got Garnet inside, like this cage thing on top of its head, and it does three attacks. It does a right tentacle attack, a left tentacle attack, then it does this attack where it just sucks health out of Garnet. Garnet's only got 68 health. It does 24 sort of sucks, I guess, 24 points of damage to Garnet every time it absorbs some health from her, and so that's like four times it can do it before she dies. So this is why I've started so early, because I've got to level up to Zidane to like level 16 17 20 maybe 20. I don't know, I'll try again at 15, but I have tried this before and I remember spending a lot of time here just on this boss, like leveling up in this first area, because there's only one screen you can level and it's filled with goblins and wolves and you've only got a Zidane. So it's not fun. It is a bloody long grind. I'm just going to reload my save, let you know my playtime now, and then in the next episode I'll let you know my playtime, because that's when I would have leveled up a bunch, and yeah, you can see just how long it takes me to do this sort of crap stuff. Okay, I've accidentally reloaded the save where I'm just... Oh, it's okay, I can go back, that's fine. So yeah, I am 1 hour 45 minutes into the game now, and I will let you know next episode when I'm probably going to be about 5 hours in, maybe even longer. So yeah, I'm going to do this leveling up business now. And I will catch you in the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please tell a friend. Tell your boss. Tell your boss if you like your boss. Tell your boss if you hate your boss. Tell your boss. Just tell your boss. And yeah, have a good one, guys.